Tanya for Ches Nisan, the eighth day of Nisan, is in Perek Mem on page 572, chapter 40. At the end of the note, where the Alter Rebbe establishes that the two wings with which the mitzvah rises, with which the mitzvah flies, represents love and fear, the kavana of the mitzvah. Top of the page 573, actually. Now, just as the wings of the bird are not essential to the bird, the ein chayusei tolibehem klal, because its life does not depend on the wings at all, kidetanan, as we learn in the Mishnah, nitlo akpeha ksheda, that if the wings are removed from a bird, the bird is still kosher, it is not a fatal wound. The main part, the essential part of the bird, is its head and body. The wings are merely tools. They serve the body and the head, enabling the body of the bird to rise. And that's why it is used as an example for Torah and mitzvahs. That primarily the divine union is brought about through the mitzvah and through the Torah that is studied. Because it is through the mitzvah and through the study of Torah that the divine will is revealed. Because the mitzvah is divine. And the love and fear that a person has with which to do the mitzvah, heim hamaylim eisan lemokim shiyiz galabei harotze. The kavana, the love and the fear, like wings, elevate the mitzvah to the place where that divine will is revealed. In other words, there's a divine result that comes through the performance of Torah and mitzvahs. That result is not visible here in this world. It is visible in the higher worlds. The kavana elevates the mitzvah to that world in which the yichud, the effect of the mitzvah, is visible. The wings elevate the mitzvah to the place where the divine will is revealed. Which is the Eibishter himself. And this unity that is caused by the mitzvah and the place in which it is revealed are the worlds of Yetzirah and Briah. And in the note that Rebbe writes, Oyafilu ba'asiya biyut sviris digdusha moke mitzvah ma'asiyas. Sometimes the mitzvah rises to the 10 sviris of the world of Asiya, which is the place of the action mitzvah. The chain mikra, and the same is also true with the study of Torah, when you study the written Torah, that it rises to the world of Asiya. Aval b'mishne mizgala ha'yichud v'heirin sev baruchu b'yitzira. But when in the study of Mishnah, the oneness of God that is caused by that study is revealed in the world of Yetzirah, in a higher world, Uve Talmud, and in the study of Gemara, the Yichud is revealed in the world of Briah. The Haino Shebelimud Mikra Mispashet HaYichud Ve'Enesei Baruchu Me'atzilus Adho Asiya. This means that in the study of the written Torah, the godliness and the Yichud that is generated through that study begins in Atzilus and reaches all the way down to the world of Asiya. In the study of Mishnah, it reaches down to the world of Yetzirah only. And then the study of Talmud, it reaches only to the world of Briah. Kikulon ba'atzilus, because all of them, the written and the oral, Mishnah and Gemara, all levels of Torah exist primarily in Atzilus. And the question is only how far the revelation reaches and to which world it reaches. Aval Kabbalah, but the study of Kabbalah, einam mispashetes klal me'atzilus lebriya yitzirasiya, doesn't extend at all into the lower world. It remains in the world of Atzilus, k'mesha kosher Pri Etz Chaim, as he writes in Pri Etz Chaim. In the Hayem Yem, for the eighth day of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that kol neshama yesh lo aveda pratis b'meichen u'midis. Every neshama has a specific aveda with its mind and with its heart, kefitiva v'inyana, depending on the nature and the character of that neshama. Uchsiv me'evay t'chak meni. How do we know, how does each person know what his particular mission is? So it says, we find the pasuk that says, me'evay t'chak meni, make me smarter than my enemies, which also is translated to mean, make me smarter from my enemies. I should learn from my enemy. Meha'atoyes hazoi shemargish b'mideis av hativiyes, from the evil inclinations, from the leanings of the animal soul that one has in his natural character, mizem mischakim v'yedeya, from this a person can be wise, and he can know eich lechalkel, tikun mideisa v'shibud hakecha shalei b'avedas Hashem Yisbarich. He can know how to handle correcting these traits and how to subordinate these abilities and harness them for the service of God.